Welcome to The City's Backyard with Matt Szako. The City's Backyard starts now.
Today, we are in the backyard with this really cool young artist. Her name is Alice Merton. She's got this new single out called Runaway Girl. And she's also got this song that I want to play called Charlie Brown. Alice, you're in the backyard of London right now. Is that correct?
I am indeed.
Now, are you from the United States or are you from, you don't sound like you're British.
So my passport says I'm British, but my accent says I'm Canadian because I grew up in Canada and I haven't been, I just haven't shaken this accent off. So I'd say I'm just kind of a hybrid. I just now sound, I guess, American.
This is so cool. I mean, this is what I love about the new technology is that we can connect and you know, this is an audio podcast, so people can't see the room you're in, but it looks like your studio or your office. You have some record framed pieces behind you. Are those awards?
Yeah, I've got some plaques. I never actually hung those kinds of plaques on the wall. And then I think when I moved to London, I just decided, you know what, if I have an office, I'm going to hang them up. But I've got like a record player here set up. And then in the corner, there's a picture of New York. Last time I was there, I saw this really beautiful like skyline of it. And I was like, oh, I want to frame that. Just lots of stuff in here.
You are in the backyard of New York City right now on this podcast, even though you're in London. So this is the cool thing about podcasting.
Perfect.
So we're going to play a couple of your tracks. And I saw the YouTube videos. I really like the song Charlie Brown just because it's so upbeat and, the choreography with the dancing. And I think you're in like a booth in a diner or something and the way the camera pans.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're dancing with all these young people, vibrant artists, you could say. So I like the video because it's not your cookie cutter. You know, some of these musicians have these cookie cutter videos that you can tell have just been made on a computer. And there was real dancing in there. There was real acting. You know what I mean?
It was real movement.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, let's talk about the New Year's Eve gig that you did to what, 3 million people watching?
Yeah, there were a few million people watching. That was insane. We got to play at the Brandenburg Gate and we got to premiere Runaway Girl, which
Berlin?
Was so fun because Berlin. Yeah. So I lived in Berlin for a long time. And I think that's where we started like the record label. So I think Berlin kind of, we get like really fun invitations sometimes to perform because it's kind of like a second home now.
You came to New York to get on Jimmy Fallon. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I think that was my first trip to New York ever. I'd never been to New York before. And then suddenly it's like, hey, they've asked if you wanted to play on their show. And I was like, oh my God, I'm nervous.
How long ago was this?
So I think looking back, I have a feeling it was 2018, either 2017 or 18. So like 5 years, four or five years.
So you've been doing this a while and that was before the pandemic. So
that was before the pandemic. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So a few late shows, late show with James Corden and then also Jimmy Kimmel. And I have to tell you, I'm just not into Kimmel anymore because he's so into the political jokes that they get old. I just think Jimmy Fallon's a riot. He was just on SNL with Justin Timberlake. And I love Jimmy because he can sing and he's actually a pretty good musician, if that's what you call him.
I think he's like a jack of many traits. I think he is a very talented man in lots of different directions.
Yeah, so I think that's cool. You've been in New York City. Have you played any gigs in New York? I mean, obviously you were on these late shows and I'm sure you played your music.
Yeah,
right?
we've played a bunch of shows. We've played in Brooklyn a few times. Bowery Ballroom we did four years ago. And we decided we wanted to come back. So we actually haven't toured in like America in 4 years. And we thought, okay, you know what? Now's the time. I think because of COVID, it was just very difficult for us to kind of get visas again. And because I'm not American and we only have one American in the band, it was really difficult kind of for us to tour in America at the time to get in. And it was very expensive as well, still is, but now we're just very excited to come back and play some shows.
the backyard of New York is expensive. I'm not going to lie. I'm in agreement, you know? So yes, I can relate to the expense of New York City without a doubt, but this is so cool to have you in the backyard. Let's take a quick break and come back and play one of your songs. We are talking to Alice Merton. And would you say you're a pop artist? If you were going to describe yourself, what would the term be?
I'd say alternative pop, yeah.
Alternative pop. So more with Alice right after the break.
Skip the trip to the city and see Broadway actors right here in Fairfield County for a fraction of the price. Located at 509 Westport Avenue in Norwalk, Music Theater of Connecticut is your ticket to local professional theater. Get your tickets now and experience one-of-a-kind productions in our intimate, state-of-the-art black box theater. For showtimes and reservations, visit our website at musictheaterofct.com or call us at 203-454-3883. Music Theater of Connecticut, where theater isn't just observed, it's experienced.
Keeping your home or business warm and running efficiently during the cold winter months shouldn't be a challenge. Call the Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk for your free system evaluation and start saving money today. Google them for more information at The Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk.
Visit Rory's Restaurant, 416 Post Road in Darien. Rory's is where it's always delicious. Try their great selection of mouthwatering appetizers, hot and cold sandwiches, scrumptious entrees, and outrageous soups. Check out their menu at rorys.net or call 203-655-9453 for takeout or curbside pickup. Open 7 days.
Hey, how about a great sandwich for lunch or delicious breakfast and cappuccino? This is Sergio. Come and see me at Francesca's Cafe and Grill right here on the Post Road in Norwalk, 249 Westport Avenue. Your friend Sergio here does it all, from Italy to Norwalk, to coffee and cannolis. Francesca is truly a piece of Italy right here in heart of Norwalk. Check out our great menu at francescasdeli.com.
The City's Backyard podcast is about the arts, entertainment, music, and your community. It's The City's Backyard. Airing on all platforms.
We are in the backyard of London with singer-songwriter Alice Merton. So, Alice, were you always a singer? I mean, when did you know that you were going to be a singer?
I knew from a very young age that I wanted to sing. So I'd already taken lessons at like the age of 9, but like proper, like going into songwriting came much later. I didn't know I could write songs until I was 18.
I had, you know, you're in London, and I always name drop Denny Lane from the Moody Blues in the 60s. And then he was Paul McCartney's right hand man in Wings. And he recently passed away. I got to really know him. He was on the podcast. Like, you know, he lived in Florida, but he was from London. And he just told stories, those old stories about London in the 60s, how he, you know, met the Beatles and how they would watch the Birds come over to London. And they were influenced by the American bands, even though the Birds copied the Beatles. He'd be in the audience with Paul or George or something. So I think it's cool you're in London. Do you feel like the music scene out there? I mean, I know musicians love playing Germany. It's like everyone goes out in Germany and sees live music.
Yeah. I mean, I love both scenes. I think going out in London is so much fun to discover musicians and new music. And I think this is definitely a city where I could actually see myself growing old in. And Germany is great as well for live music. I mean, so many musicians come to Germany, and I think that's why it's just a great place to kind of, get into the live scene.
As they would say, we're going to Hamburg, you know, if we go way back to the late 60s with the Beatles and the Moody Blues warmed up for the Beatles. I mean,
in Hamburg at the Reeperbahn.
Yeah, look at you. So, you know, I grew up in the 70s, so I loved 70s rock bands, you know, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, the Stones, Beatles. Even though the Beatles were still 60s, for you, if we're talking classic rock musicians, not Taylor Swift, you know, not Adele, which I know you've been compared to, who's inspired you?
Who's inspired me? Gosh, it's so hard to say sometimes, like, where the inspirations come from, because, I mean, there's stuff that you've listened to as a kid. Like, my dad was super into 80s music, so I was listening to a lot of, like, Alan Parsons Project and Queen and Beatles and Yeah, that was kind of like from my dad's side, but also a lot of musicals like West Side Story. That's kind of what I grew up with, and then I think I kind of got into like I loved Regina Spektor for so long. I thought like I still love her. I think she's a great songwriter. I just loved her quirky style. The Killers were a big inspiration for me. I love the Killers.
Tears for Fears or no?
Yeah, Tears for Fears, The Cure also.
Yeah.
I really love The Cure.
So the 80s for you a lot.
Weirdly enough, a lot of the 80s. I
Right.
would say that it definitely inspired me a lot.
You can hear some of that in the music a little bit, a little bit of reflection on the 80s, I think. What do you think?
Yeah. I think so too. I've been told this. I don't think I do it on purpose. I think it just kind of happens.
Let's play a song. How about, is it cool if we play Charlie Brown first and make him wait for
Sure.
Runaway
I'd love
Girl?
to hear Charlie Brown.
All right.
Absolutely.
Tell us about
Let's
Charlie
play
Brown
Charlie Brown.
quickly.
Charlie Brown is inspired by a friend of mine who's actually, his name is Charlie, and he's someone who is like insanely talented but doesn't believe in himself. He's someone who kind of like life got the better of him, and he went through a really difficult time. And it's kind of a song for anyone going through a really difficult time or maybe even years, and just kind of reminding them to just keep going, just like hold on tight, like we're moving on, keep that
That's
dream
awesome.
just a little bit longer. Like
Those
yeah,
are
that's the story about Charlie
so
Brown.
it's an inspiring song, actually. It's like an uplifting kind of like pep talk of a song for Charlie Brown, the
I'd
name
say
of it.
so, yeah, I'd say
Did
so.
you watch the Peanuts growing up? Charlie
I
Brown's Christmas.
did. Snoopy, Lucy,
All
absolutely. We even
right, this.
we put that play on at school, so that was one of the very first plays, and I was the narrator. Really boring, but yeah, it was a great
Oh, so that
it was a
explains
great
it. It
show.
impacted you being the narrator, and even though,
It did.
All right, well, let's play the song. It's Charlie Brown, it's Alice Merton, it's The City's Backyard.
Smoking in a small town, live with his head down. Good luck never came his way. Tragic in the making, a heart full of aching. Those thoughts never went away. And when all you've known is your own four walls, and they get so close and it hurts 'cause you're so afraid. Running away. Charlie Brown, we're moving on. Keep that change. So Charlie Brown, we're moving on. Keep that change. So Charlie Brown, we're moving on. Keep that change. So Charlie Brown, we're moving on. Keep that change. So clean shaven, a tie on. He's taking a ride on a bus through town in a far off land. Too bad that clothes don't make a man. And you hope out hope that you might be long, Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown, we're moving on. Keep that change. So Charlie Brown, we're moving on. Keep that change. So Charlie Brown, we're moving on. Keep that change. So Charlie Brown, we're moving on. dream just a little bit longer.
Yeah, that song's very upbeat and happy. I mean, you know, if we're thinking, I don't know, 80s, but it's poppy, like maybe sort of like the Bangles a little bit, or who else, like Sheryl Crow in the 90s with, you know, we're gonna soak up the sun, just like a positive beat, you know, it's uplifting. Yeah. So a very happy song, Charlie Brown. Love it. So let's take our last quick break and come back, and we got to play, you know, your new track, Runaway Girl, and just hear a little bit more about Alice Merton, the singer-songwriter. She's in London. She's British and what else?
And German.
British and German, but she sounds French-Canadian. Alice Merton is on the podcast. We're having a lot of fun. More with Alice coming up right after this.
Live theater is back and in your own backyard at Curtain Call. There's always something on at Curtain Call at the Sterling Farms Theater Complex, Newfield Avenue in Stamford. For half the price of a Broadway ticket, a family of four can see a show at Curtain Call. Call 203-461-6358 or go online to curtaincallinc.com. That's curtaincallinc.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Tavella, owner of Rick's Main Roofing, a family-owned and operated business since 1948, specializing in all types of residential and commercial roofing. We are GAF Residential Master Elite and GAF Commercial Master Select certified contractors, offering the finest warranties in the industry. This certification is only given to the best of the best. Rick's Main Roofing services all of Fairfield and Westchester County and offers a 24-hour emergency service. Look us up, ricksmainroofing.com.
From hot to cold, breakfast to lunch, JV's Deli has something for everyone. JV specializes in thin crust pizza, deli sandwiches, pasta, and more. JV's Deli and Pizza, serving Norwalk for over 10 years, 15 Tierney Street, up the road from City Hall. Check out their great menu at jvsdeliandpizza.com.
From the Empire State Building's backyard, you're listening to The City's Backyard with Matt Zacho.
We're in the backyard with Alice Merton. We're in London. We're in the backyard of London, and we're overseas here, Alice. You are talking to the city's backyard of New York, and you know, you're in the backyard of London. Where in London exactly? Do you have a flat? Is that what they say out there?
A flat. They do. I do have a flat, and I'm in North London, so I'm near Hampstead Heath, if that says anything to you.
London's pretty expensive, too.
London is expensive. Although being back in New York last year, I still think London is, I felt like London was cheaper than New York.
So we talked about the fact that you're German and you're British, but you have this French Canadian accent. And how long did you live in Canada?
I lived in Canada for, was it 10, 11 years? No, it was 12 years, 12 years.
And what part?
Near Toronto, so actually not the French Canadian part. So I'm flattered that my accent sounds French Canadian. You're the first person saying that.
Well, I'm glad I could help out. You know, what do I know? But hey, I'll roll with that. Sure. So, all right, Alice, tell us about this new track. We should play it. We've made people wait for it. Let's just reflect on the song Charlie Brown. How old is that song? You know, it's pretty new.
Charlie Brown came out, I think, about 5 months ago. So it was kind of like towards the end of last year. I think September. Yeah, it's basically, as I mentioned, like about a good friend of mine who just kind of needs a little bit of a bigger belief system around him.
So you have this picture. It looks like you're almost in Ireland. You've got this hat on, looks like a little backpack. You've got this like suede looking vest with a bow tie and a white shirt. I mean, it looks like from that, you almost look like you're Irish.
Funnily enough, yeah, I am kind of part Irish as well, because my family lives in, part of my family lives in Ireland. But yeah, this was just the south coast of England. Really beautiful cliffs.
Very nice. All right, so why don't you tell us about the new song, Runaway Girl? You're going to be putting out an EP?
I am, yes.
And what's the name of the EP?
That I cannot say, nor can I say when it's coming out. But Runaway Girl basically is the first single off of it. And it talks about just not really knowing your place in the world and feeling lost, but also like feeling lost within yourself and not knowing who you are as a person. And just asking yourself, like, why am I like this, kind of like why, how have I come this far and realized that I'm actually not smarter than I thought I was, or like, I'm not like, I know just as much as I did before, perhaps even less. Like, the more I know, the less I know. So it's just kind of, yeah, finding your place in the world, and also within yourself.
All right, so let's play it. And this is on Paper Plane Records International. That's the label?
Yes, it is. It's our own label.
Awesome. So here we go. Alice Merton, Runaway Girl, the City's Backyard Podcast.
Your name in the crack, so run away, kid, watch it all unfold. You gotta cut them loose to find your home. And the sirens scream down every road while the signs light up this way to gold. Oh, you come so far to get lost at sea. Where the hell am I supposed to be? So I
like that song, Runaway Girl. It's Alice Merton. She's in the backyard of London. And how's the song doing so far? I mean, I don't have my notes right exactly where I want them. You tell me. How many streams? I mean, you're getting tons of downloads. That's what it's all about today. You're a young artist. You know, you're not selling vinyl, Alice. You're not Alice Cooper. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, when we play live, we have actually a lot of people that do want to buy vinyls, which I think is great, because I always thought vinyl was kind of like a dying industry, but I'm so happy that people are actually interested in buying the record. But yeah, I mean, it's I think it's about to hit a million streams, so which is great. But
fabulous.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure because I only see the Spotify ones, the other Amazon, and so in total it's probably over a million streams. But
well,
yeah,
I found the spot in the press release that I wanted here, and so you've had top 10 chart positions across Europe, U.S. gold, and multiple platinum awards in Europe. Your two studio albums, Mint and what is it, Sides, have seen over 1 billion streams and 3 million sales. So, and again, you performed on all those late night shows here in New York. And so, I mean, that's huge. And, you know, it just goes to show you that that's the new world is downloads, even with podcasts. It's all about downloads. And I think it's really a big achievement. Although you're not getting rich off of the streams these days, right? I mean, if those were albums, think about how much money you'd have right now, Alice.
I mean, yeah, I'm doing like fine.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. So do you mind if we ask how old you are?
How old do you think I am?
I'm going to say 27.
Okay, I'll take it.
You can,
you'll be able to look up afterwards how old I am.
That sounds good. Maybe we'll put it in the show notes, or we'll just make people do their own research, right? Alice, anything else you want to add?
Is there anything else? No, I think I've said everything. You've asked a lot of great questions, but thank you so much for your time and thank you for having a fun talk with me.
Before you go, Let's just find out how people can follow you on social media and tell them your website.
Yeah. So you can just put in Alice Merton, and you can also go online to alicemerton.com and get tickets for our tour, or just, you know, if you're bored, listen to some music, or on Spotify, anywhere where you can put a name in, just you can put my name in and you will find things to listen to and watch.
Alice, we appreciate you dropping by the backyard of New York City.
Thanks, Matt. Take care. Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That puts a wrap on the city's backyard. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.
Hey, Matt. It was great dropping by the backyard of New York City.